last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of The Last Savior. This is Asma. I have the honor to be here as your host, and here with us, like the usual format of this program, we have Brother Alavi with us. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting me to your show.
Thank you for being here. How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah, shukranallah. Thank you very much.
So good. Well, it's always a pleasure to be here because that means we're going to have a touch upon so many narrations that would enlighten us about Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajah, and that's a pleasure, of course. Well, as for today, there comes this question that there are many narrations about Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajah, and also the whole ritual of Hajj. Yeah. And I would like you to give us some account about these narrations and what are the relations of these two concepts.
Actually, there is a very exact relation between the holy Imam alayhi salam and the event of Hajj, mm-hmm. and one as one of the rituals and the acts of worship. And we have in the hadith that tamam al-hajj laqa al-imam, that is the perfection of a hajj is to meet Imam alayhi salam. So it might be a little bit strange for some that, okay, what is our situation like when we don't have this chance or we don't have this honor to meet up with Imam alayhi salam, mm-hmm. and what happens to our hajj? Actually, we need to think and focus on the whyness of this quote and the whatness of it. I mean, what do we mean by that tamam al-hajj laqa al-imam when we are saying such a thing? We said earlier that imam is the axis of the firmness and stability of an Islamic ummah or the community, Islamic community. So if there is no dam in front of, let's say, waters, that no one can extract electricity out of it. And when for beads of rosary, when there is no thread, when there is no string for them, to connect them together, what is the use of those beads when they are separated and they are individuals?
Yeah.
Look what happens in Hajj. Muslims from different parts of the world gather in one certain place, mm-hmm. and do tawaf, circumambulate around the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the soul of it? Have we ever thought with ourselves? I mean, have we ever asked ourselves that what is the soul? What's
the purpose?
Purpose of that. When, okay, if it is going to be a soulless act of worship, so it wouldn't make any change in the world of Islam, because yeah. we know that this is among the important acts of worship. That
too much of emphasis is on that.
Definitely. When a person is able to perform it and he actually refrains from performing it, he committed a very big sin. So when you are, I mean, able to perform it, you need to perform it. I mean, this is an act of worship that no one can think of it's being closed or being, this is an act of worship that no one can think of closing it or finishing it. Or, I mean, let it go. With
putting an end to it.
Putting an end to it. So actually Hajj needs something that tells and actually connects all this population, this flood of people, populations.
Being a union altogether. The unity.
So what is this? What is this missing point of that? This is the Imam alayhi salam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us in Al-Quran, وَلَا تُطِيعُوا أَمْرَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Don't follow the actions of those who are extravagants. Who are the extravagants? The leaders of the Islamic Ummah. Look at them. So what is their status like? Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Do not follow the ways and the paths of those who are corrupted. Don't you think that, or even the respected listeners, have they ever thought to themselves that what are the Muslim leaders are doing? I mean, are they really on the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way that Allah defined for the Muslims? Because we are seeing the status and situation of people in Gaza and Palestine. What is it like? What is the stance of Islamic Ummah and the leaders here? are they really, should they really be that indifferent, that much indifferent towards this issue? So we are saying that they are following the same way, the same path that the Mufsideen, the corrupted
the
people of the world,
yeah,
are doing. So they are blindly following them. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا أَهْوَى قَوْمٍ قَدْ ضَلُّوا مِنْ قَبْلِ. Do not follow the desires of those who have been deviated from before.
Mm-hmm.
So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I mean, there is a missing point in Hajj.
And maybe I would take it this way, that maybe metaphorically, since we have to circle around the very same thing, maybe
very
that
true.
Means we have to be united and follow the same leader who is about to come.
Exactly.
Maybe that's a way of going, a premiere to that.
Very true.
Yeah. So
the same way that some said at the time of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam, that they say, la hukma illa lillah. That is, the book of Allah is sufficient for us. So when you have the book of Allah and the interpreter, the real interpreter of the book of Allah is with you, you say that, okay, the book of Allah is enough for us. But this is the interpreter of the Hajj. Imam is the interpreter. Imam of the time, whoever is it. I mean, even the prophet of the time, who is Imam
yeah.
of the time. He can
yes,
be the Imam of the time.
Yes, that's very true. So thank you, brother, and thank you, dear listeners. Let's go for a short break, and then we'll be back.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back, dear listeners. Still, you're listening to The Last Savior, and we're talking about the relationship, the thread, the thing that connects Imam Mahdi Ajalallah Farjah with the ritual of Hajj.
Yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran, فَاسْتَوَى عَلَى سُوقِهِ. That is, the Islamic Ummah needs to stand on its feet. The Islamic Ummah should stand on its feet. To be independent of others, to be independent of any deviated, any corrupted leader or any corrupted community from the other part of the world
mm-hmm.
or any part of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمْ أَثْمًا أَوْ كَفُورًا. Do not follow those who are sinful and those who are infidels. So we are not allowed to follow them. Again, we are checking together. I mean, we are checking and discussing together.
And of course,
the
recognition of that is very important.
Very true. Reaching to this recognition is very important.
Yeah.
We have to know where we are standing now. I mean, this our status, our stances in this world is very important.
Because
and
nobody is going to claim that I'm following the wrong path.
Very true. But I think it's very clear if we want to ponder on them. I mean, we have always two fronts, front
yeah.
of haq and front of batil. We cannot say there is another third front that is something between haq and batil, right?
Yeah.
So I think, alhamdulillah, in Islam world, we have this criteria. Who is the criteria? The oppressed people of Palestine. So are they a good criteria for us to know who is haq and who is batil? Regardless of any religion or religiosity sense,
yeah.
let's think
humanity.
Of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Are they oppressed or not? Are they being massacred or not? Or
of
not?
Course
are they,
they
being
are.
Killed? So can we stay indifferent towards this issue? Even if we think that, for example, the group that is in Palestine is on the wrong way, that we do not really believe in that. But even if those who resist in line that are active in Palestine are in. But what is our duty? To stand, I mean, indifferent towards this issue? Or no, we need to take some stance here.
Of course, we need to take some stance.
Definitely. So when we are saying, when we are describing the features of the Islamic leaders, we think that and we feel the necessity of this thread of the rosary to clag them together. To make them one word,
yeah.
to make them united when they are doing tawaf and circumambulating around the house of Allah, to give this soul and meaning to the Hajj. So what is Hajj like today? It is like an individual act of worship. I don't know if you have gone there or not, but I wish to give sure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you to have this chance to perform Hajj, inshallah. Even plenty of times. But look, Hajj is like this. People from different parts of the world go there. And they just learned from their hotel to Masjid al-Haram mm-hmm. and coming back from there. They perform 5 times of prayers, that's all.
Yeah.
We're doing 12. Have they ever sat there to discuss the Islamic issues, the issues in the Islamic world? So where better than this place to discuss all these issues of the Islam world? When we have people from من فجن عميق, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, from different parts, of, even from the farthest places of the world, they
yeah.
come sit together somewhere. So this is the best place to discuss Islamic issues, the issues of the Islamic Ummah. So, but never ever such a thing happens. No one even dares to talk about such issues because you will be caught red-handed then.
Yeah.
So you are not allowed to discuss this issue. So what does it mean? So it means that we need a leader. We need a divine leader to collect us together.
Someone must bring us into a reasonable check.
Very true. When we said that فَاسْتَوَى عَلَى سُوقِ, Islamic Ummah needs to stand independently on its feet. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says again, as I told you, وَلَا تَدَعْ مَنْهُمْ أَثْمَنْ أَوْ كَفُورًا. So these leaders who are involved in the management of Hajj, are they really believing that they are doing whatever Quran told them? Based on the quite famous principle of نَفِي سَبِيل, we cannot be dependent on any infidels in this world as a Muslim. لَا يَجْعَلْ اللَّهُ الْكَافِرْنَا عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا. That is, we can, but we vividly see that what is happening there and the manifestation of which can be seen in these two cities of Mecca and Medina is full dependence on superpower, so-called superpowers, I can call them. Muslims need to circumambulate around an axle of unity.
مهديون في الأزمان شعظي ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه
سنه
مهديون في الأزمان شعظي ربنا في العالمين أضفع له أليق والظالم ابتدأ من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه
سنه.
إمام بقر عليه السلام says, إنما أمر الناس أن يأتوا هذه الأحجار فيطوفوا بها ثم يأتونا فيخبروا بولايتهم ويعرضوا علينا نصرهم. Allah ordered people to come to Mecca and to turn around these stones. فَيَطُوفُ بِهَا ثُمَّ يَأْتُونَ فَيُخْبِرُ. That is, to think, to take the news of us, to take our...
like a place of distributing new stuff, new knowledge, new information about each other and about other parts of the
world. To take the news of this divine leadership from there and to meet him up there. But we see that, unfortunately, majority of the Islamic Ummah have not yet felt the missing axle of this great event in the Islam world, which is Hajj. So Hajj has a direct connection with presence of Imam. And one more important point I need to actually emphasize here, that the proof of Allah is always present in Hajj, whether it is Imam of the time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, or at the time of the Prophet, when he was the Prophet of the time, from the time that Hajj became compulsory as an act of worship. There is always a proof of Allah available there. In Hajj, who performs Hajj.
Yeah.
Because with his presence, all these things can become meaningful.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you, brother. Well, I guess this was all the time for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Well, it was quite fruitful for us. Yes, there must be a leader who could bring us all back together and make a unity. And of course, that single person who is going to bring this unity is Imam Mahdi Ajalallah Farja, who is there always, even if we cannot see him. But he's always there and he's just taking care of every single thing, every single issue, and every single person in this universe. So thank you, dear listeners. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.